Shalom Aleichem. For Parshas Bo, we have six Divrei Torah. We are going to start in Perek Yud Pasuk Tes. And it says as follows. This is the negotiation between Moshe Rabbeinu and Paro. Who is going to be able to go out in order to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu? This is right before the eighth plague. There's been the warning of the eighth plague. Arbe locust. And Paro's servants say, let them go already. Why do we have to endure all of the affliction, all these makos? And Moshe Rabbeinu gets called back, and this is the conversation that he has with Paro. I want to take everyone out. And Paro says, well, who's going to be going? Mi b'mi holchim, in order to worship you, God, for 3 days. And Moshe Rabbeinu says as follows, Vayomer Moshe b'ne'ureinu b'zkeinenu leilech. We're going to go with everyone. We're going to go not only the elderly, not only the grown-ups, but the na'arim, the kids have to come as well. We are Am Yisrael. We are an Am Echad, one nation. That includes grown-ups and children as well. And Paro was in agreement in part, but in disagreement in part, he says, "Nduchuna ha'gvarim," the men, the grown-ups, I understand. You got to go, got to worship your God, but the kids, you don't have to take the kids along with you. They're not going. So, based on this, what's the discussion here about the kids? So what's going on between the two is that Paro, and this is the unstated negotiation between the two, Paro knew that the kiyum of Klal Yisrael, the longevity and the basis of success and the future of Klal Yisrael is the children. And Moshe Rabbeinu knew that as well. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu said, if we're going to go, if we're going to strike a deal, it's not going to only be the Zkenim, it's going to be the Na'arim, the children have to come as well. And not only that, that the children, it's not only that they are going to come as well, but in fact, Moshe Rabbeinu, if you look at the Pasuk, put them first. Vayomer Moshe b'na'areinu u'bizkeinenu lech. Kids have to come first. In other words, they are so crucial to the Am Yisrael, they're so crucial to us to come along so we can be mechanech them, that we are not considered an Am, a nation without the children. And in fact, their priority may come before the grown-ups as well. So that's a beautiful lesson in the necessary chinuch of our children. B'na'areinu b'zkeinenu lelech. The children's education is absolutely critical for longevity and the future of Klal Yisrael. We are now moving forward to vort number 2. We are in Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Beis, and this is before the final plague, Makas Bechoros, the plague of the firstborn. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, what we have to do, what you have to do before we get out of here, before the 10th plague, and this is the discussion that they had, is go speak. Daber na be'ozne ha'am v'yishalu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, daber na, please, that's the critical word for us right now, please speak to Klal Yisrael that they should go ask kalim of silver, vessels of silver, vessels of gold. Let them go ask of the Egyptians, because they are going to be taking those assets out of Mitzrayim with them. So the question is, why does it say please? Why is it as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is impugning, begging Moshe Rabbeinu, please make sure Klal Yisrael does it. So Rashi says as follows, Eina el alashem bakasha. This na is a request. I am requesting of you, Moshe Rabbeinu, hisirim akach, make sure they do it. What's the urgency of making sure that Klal Yisrael should take the assets out? So the Rashi explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was concerned, Avraham Avinu is going to come and complain to me. And he's going to say that this promise that you gave me that they will be enslaved and they will be afflicted, okay, you got that one, you fulfilled that promise to me. But there was an additional promise for Acharechen Yetzu Berchush Gadol. You promised me that when Klal Yisrael come out of Egypt, they will come with a lot of assets, with a lot of wealth, and you didn't fulfill that. In order to cut that off, in order to show Avram Avinu that HaKadosh Baruch Hu fulfilled not only the enslavement and the affliction, that's the downside, but the upside as well, that there was significant wealth that Klal Yisrael took when they got out of Egypt. Now we have HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying to Moshe, Daber Na, please, urge Klal Yisrael, make sure they do this. I want to make sure that all of the promises that I gave to Avram Avinu are indeed fulfilled. So I saw a very interesting explanation of what's going on here. Why wouldn't Klal Yisrael be running to take the assets out? Who wouldn't want to take that wealth with them? So in fact, Klal Yisrael knew that there is a tremendous challenge by having wealth. By having wealth, it is a big challenge, a much bigger challenge than the challenge of being impoverished, because wealth gets us off track, it distracts us, it takes us away from being Avdei Hashem. It is, and we see that in society right now, that people become wealthy, and sometimes, Baruch Hashem, they keep their heads in the game, and they keep on learning, but sometimes, unfortunately, it indeed gets them off track, and Klal Yisrael knew this. They're living in the wealthy Egypt. They saw what wealth can do, and they weren't so prone and desirous of wanting to take that wealth, and that would take their eyes off of more significance, importance in life. So they indeed wanted to shun it, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, but I'm concerned because of this promise that I give Avram Avinu. Now, why wasn't Avram Avinu concerned? Wealth may take Klal Yisrael off the track because Avram Avinu had these challenges. Avram Avinu had the challenge first of worshiping HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of being impoverished. It says initially when he left his father that he had nothing, he had no assets whatsoever. He left his father's household in poverty. And he still followed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And thereafterward that he attained tremendous wealth. It was kaved, me'od, b'kneb, b'kesev, azav. He had flock and he had silver and gold. Still, it wasn't a challenge for Avram Avinu. Whether it was wealth or impoverished, whether it was poverty, it didn't matter to Avram. He was able to focus on the end game of what is necessary to be an Oved Hashem. So that's why Avram Avinu would say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not a challenge. It's not a challenge. So you should have fulfilled the mitzvahs, fulfilled the promises that he gave. Not only that they would be enslaved, but also they have to take wealth. For Avram Avinu, that wasn't a challenge. But for Klal Yisrael, it was a challenge. And in fact, that's why Klal Yisrael may not have wanted it, but Avram Avinu did want it, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to be sure that he would fulfill the promises that he gave to Avram Avinu. Now, what's fascinating here is if we fast forward to the Egel HaZahav, to the sin of the golden calf, Klal Yisrael took the gold that they took out of Egypt, and they used it to build the golden calf, the Egel HaZahav. That was definitely to their detriment that they had this gold and they used it in a very improper way. But nonetheless, it turned out, interestingly, that it became a limud zchus for them. It was actually an argument in their favor that it quasi, although quasi wasn't their fault. And in fact, there's a pasuk in Tanakh, it says, V'kesef hir beisi lahem, I gave them a lot of kesef, v'zachav asu lebal, and they used it in their worship of the Baal in the inappropriate way. And here Moshe Rabbeinu is able to say, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, had you not given them all of these assets, had you not given them the wealth, this wouldn't have happened. They wouldn't have had the gold to make the Chet Egel, to do the Chet Egel, to make the golden calf. So when we see that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he's arguing for Klal Yisrael to be saved, the words are, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you need to save, you need to forgive Klal Yisrael, v'im ayin mecheni nami sifra chasher kasavta. If you don't, if you're not going to forgive them from the sin of the golden calf, mechenina, please wipe me out from the Sefer Torah. Just take me out. Now, there's an interesting chaos on what's going on here. If we look at the words, v'im ayin, if you don't forgive them, says Moshe Rabbeinu from the Chet Egel, mecheni na, we have the same nun aleph, please from your Sefer. And the message is as follows, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you're not going to forgive them, what you have to do is you have to mecheni na, you have to remove, mecheni means to erase the na, the nun aleph, the please, the request in our pasuk. And here in our pasuk we said, daber na be'osnei ha'osam yishalu, please, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying to Moshe, please ask Klal Yisrael to take the silver and the gold with them. Moshe Rabbeinu says, HaKadosh Baruch, if you're not going to fulfill them over the Chet Egel, you better erase that request of your requesting them to take the gold out of Mitzrayim, because in fact, it all started with that request. So that's what it's saying here, Misevim Ein, when the Chet Egel occurs, if HaKadosh Baruch, if you don't, this is Moshe Rabbeinu saying, if you don't erase the sin, Im Ein Mecheni Na Misifracha. The posture says you have to erase me from your Sefer, but this drash is saying Mecheni, you have to erase that Na. The Bakasha, it's because of you. You requested they take the gold. Mecheni Na, you better erase that request because it all started from that. Now we are moving on to number 3. We are in Perek Yud Aleph, Psukim Beis and Gimel. It's a drash. It's not a pshat, but it's a drash by the Toldos Adam. And he says, if you look at the Psukim, Vayishalu ish me'es re'eu, each person should ask his friend. V'ish me'es re'eu sa, a woman, man should ask his friend, and a woman from his friend. Sounds like Klal Yisrael is getting along. This is a drush. It's not pshat because it was really talking about asking the Egyptians, but it goes as follows. Right after that, V'yiten Hashem eschein ha'am be'enei Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you favor in the eyes of Mitzrayim. And the drush goes as follows, that when we are on friendly terms, and we are assisting each other of Klal Yisrael, if somebody's having a difficult time, we are there for them. We're Gomlei Chesed. We're watching out. I've got your back covered. You've got my back covered. This is Klal Yisrael. That's what it's all about. If that's the case, when we are taking care of each other, Hashem will ensure that we will look. Vayiten Hashem eschein ha'am be'enei the goyim. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu will ensure if we're taking care of one another, that the goyim, that the non-Jews will act appropriately to us, that we won't have anti-Semitism, we won't have them being negative towards us. As we take care of ourselves, they will act appropriately towards us as well. We are now moving forward to number 4. We are in Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Beis, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim, the Rosh Chodesh, this Rosh Chodesh Nisan. As we know, Klal Yisrael has a lunar calendar, not a solar calendar. So the new moon, we go by the cycle of the moon, and as is known as well, that the moon is a metaphor to Klal Yisrael. And what does that mean? So the moon symbolizes that the moon goes stronger and stronger, and it goes to its full strength. But eventually, the moon diminishes and diminishes, gets weaker and weaker, until it's all gone, and people think it's never going to come back. It's gotten so weak, it can't be rejuvenated, it can't be reinvigorated, but then the moon comes back slowly but surely. Inevitably, the moon returns to how it was, and the same thing applies to Klal Yisrael. We may be down, and we may be out, and we may be on the lowest rung, but nonetheless, Klal Yisrael will always, just like the moon, get stronger and stronger and grow until it's its full strength. And in fact, as Chazal tell us, that in the future, the light of the moon will come back and it will be equal to the light of the sun, and it will be equal to the light of the moon as it was at the 7 days of creation. The same thing will be with Klal Yisrael. That will be Arati. This is what the Medrash says. That Klal Yisrael will be in its full form, will be in its full light and strength, latid lavo, and we can only daven to Kadosh Baruch Hu that this should happen as quickly as possible. Just building on that number 5, the Sfas Emes says as follows, that B'nai Yisrael, we count our calendar like the moon, then the non-Jews count it based on the sun. So why is that, and what does that represent? So the Umas HaOlam, when it looks at the sun, they cannot exist except when the sun is shining on them. What that means is during the day, when the things are good, then they can thrive. But when things are bad, they are destroyed. If you look at history, that is accurate. We know Mark Twain, why the Jews, if you look at the ancient civilizations, the Romans, the Greeks, they've all gone away. When things were good, they were great. But when things were bad, they were terrible, and they disappeared. And it's only Klal Yisrael that acts like the moon, that we are here. And even when it's dark, we are able to get by. We still have some strength. We have some light still. And we know that even during those dark times, just like the sun eventually comes back, we will come back. But even when it's dark out, and this is the parallel, even when it's dark out, but there's still a moon there that is able to shine. But during the night, there's no sun. And that is the parallel between the distinction between the non-Jews and the Jews. They can only exist when the sun is out, when it's good. But we exist even in the darkness. We still have the rays of the moon. We are now moving forward to number 6, our last Dvar Torah. And this is on Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Vav, V'shachatu Oso, Kol Kahal Adas Yisrael. This is talking about the Korban Pesach, that the lamb, the Paschal lamb, was brought, and it was separated on the 10th of Nisan, it was shechted on Erev Pesach, the 14th of Nisan, and the B'nai Yitzchak says, What's the significance? We're bringing a lamb here. So what's the significance of our bringing the Korban Pesach vis-a-vis our victory coming out of Egypt? And he says as follows, that this indeed symbolizes our victory over the Egyptians. The Egyptians worshipped the Keves. They worshipped the lamb. And in fact, Chodesh Nisan, where Pesach falls during the month of Nisan, the Mazel, the constellation for the month of Nisan, is the Taleh. Taleh is the lamb. And on the 15th day of the month, it gets stronger and stronger when the Korban Pesach was eaten, that's when the Mazel, Taleh, the Mazel of the lamb, is at its strength. And it's right then. Klal Yisrael eats the Korban Pesach. We shecht it, and we eat it, and this is the unbelievable symbolism. Mitzrim, don't look to your deity. It's not going to help you at all. And this is what we have, Klal Yisrael getting out of Egypt by supplicating and destroying the Avodah Zarah of the non-Jews. And it's unbelievable symbolism here of Klal Yisrael overcoming the sign of Aries, A-R-I-E-S. And that is specifically during the month of Nisan, in the middle of the month, that lamb, that constellation, that mazel should be at its strength. That's when Klal Yisrael shows that it has no strength. It's only a Kadosh Baruch Hu that has strength, but nothing exists when it comes to Avodah Zarah. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful day.